Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's him again! Kvaratskhelia!
Dentro Kvaratskhelia col destro! Il regalo di compleanno perfetto! Se lo fa da solo! Vincia Kvaratskhelia! La sblocca lui al 22esimo!
Kvaratskhelia dentro Osimhen! Un altro ruggito dal cuore dell'Africa! Doppietta di Victor Osimhen! Napoli 4, Juventus 1!
Napoli, Yot Salam! Napoli, Yot Salam! Napoli, Antalkalam!
Napoli is on fire this season. The Italian team plays arguably the most entertaining football in Europe and perhaps the world. They are leading the Serie A in Italy comfortably and have been impressive in the Champions League as well, beating clubs such as Ajax and Liverpool. So, what happened at Napoli? How did this squad develop into a machine? And what will happen in the city when the club wins its first national title in 33 years? I spoke with five different experts about this to find out. My name is Sam Verhaalte and welcome to the 433 podcast. My colleague Leonardo Conte is from Naples. Here's Leo on Naples, the city he grew up in.
Napoli is a very difficult city to live, and it's beautiful, of course, is where I was born. So I cannot say it's not beautiful, but yeah, there is also a lot of contradiction in the city. I'm metropolis, so of course, with all the good and the bad thing of a big city. But from a football point of view, yeah, Napoli, you breathe football, and it's very nice how you can hear people talking about football like everywhere, barbershop, markets, at the bar, drinking coffee. So football, it's a big part of our culture. And this year, more than in the past, because, of course, Napoli is doing very, very well.
Daniele Decibel Bellini is perhaps one of the most famous Napoli supporters in the world. He's the stadium speaker in the Diego Maradona Stadium. When he's working, he sounds like this. I called Decibel Bellini about the atmosphere in the stadium these days. Here's Decibel.
For us, it's a very, very special season, and we are very excited to live this moment. We wait since 30 years, and we are very, very happy, and the atmosphere in the city is amazing. It's very strange. The people are ready to do a big party.
So what's the atmosphere in the stadium like nowadays when you're at Napoli games? Did you see it change? Of course, there's always been a good atmosphere, but what's it like this season now the team is doing so very well?
Oh, the team do his best. And the atmosphere is incredible. Every match we are sold out, and the people are very, very, very happy. They come from all Italy, all the region of Italy, and they come to San Paolo Stadium, Maradona Stadium, to do the best for our team. And it's very, very strange because when the Napoli win the other team title, I was very, very little, and I was a baby, and now I'm a man, and I'm ready to do this, and I'm very happy.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think will happen inside the stadium in case Napoli becomes champions at home?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that day. I can imagine. Maybe the supporters surprised me. I don't know. It's like a dream. It's like a dream for us. It's magical. It's something we wait from many years, and now is almost reality, and we are very, very happy.
What do you think it will mean for Napoli, for the city, for the people? What does it represent?
It's important for us because if we win, we win against the north of Italy. The south not even win the last time 30 years ago, and the north of Italy win more frequently, and for example Milan or Inter Milan or Juventus, they win every year, and for us, for the south of Italy, is not normal, and this is really, really special.
What Daisy Belbellini says here is important. There's a lot of history behind this rivalry. Domenico Pertorti is a Napoli fan from Naples, with his own podcast about the club called Napoli Talk. I called Domenico to get some more background on the rivalry between the south and the north in Italy. Here's Domenico from Napoli Talk.
Yeah, so I mean it's an old story. Italy over the centuries has always been divided into different states, let's say maybe in Italy has been only a united country for 150 years, which compared to other European nations is not that much, actually. Yeah. And basically in the south of Italy, we had the Kingdom of the Two Sicilies, it was called, and it was a very rich kingdom. Everything was happening in Naples at the time, really. We had the oldest opera place in Italy. We had all the newest invention, the first trains, the first, everything, the strongest bank, like everything was happening there. You know, I think maybe in the middle 1800s, London, Paris, Amsterdam, Naples, they were the biggest cities. And then the unification started, and started from the north down. It was something that maybe in the south they didn't really want because they were okay with it, with the current situation. And when Italy was united, they took all the money from the south, from the banks in the south, put them north, set up all the infrastructures in the north, it started a bit of a decline in the south, and high unemployment, obviously a rise in criminality because of that, because of poverty. And a lot of people associate that to how Italy was united, really. And also the cultures are very different. We were a kingdom that was run by the Spanish royal family. And in the north, they were run by the French. The more Northern European influences. So even culturally, we're very different. So there's always this power struggle, this cultural struggle. And, we in the South feel at times like everything that happened is a little bit unfair. And we see football as our way to almost get revenge, you know, in a civilized manner. So when we beat teams like Inter or Juve or Milan, it's a big satisfaction. Also because there's, you know, apart from all this historical stuff, there's very real cases of even racism at times, where all these workers from the South had to immigrate up north, because again, the South is becoming very poor, and they would go up north and people would not welcome them up north, you know, wouldn't provide them accommodation for living, wouldn't accept us. So, you know, there's very real things that happen even just recently in the last 50 years. And so, yeah, we feel the rivalry. It's social, it's political, it has many different aspects. You know, I personally, for me, I prefer to just ignore all those things and, you know, try to make it about just the sport. But for a lot of people, it is more than sport.
Yeah. So focusing on the sport, you know, last summer a lot of happened at Napoli. Some big players like Koulibaly were sold. Dries Mertens left, but then a lot of new players were brought in: Min-jae Kim, Oliveira, Kvaratskhelia, for example. And there was a big overhaul, and not everyone necessarily immediately thought that Napoli would be successful, I believe. So from your perspective, can you explain what happened last summer at Napoli and how it resulted into the season we are currently seeing?
If I may, I'll go slightly earlier. Sure. And say that Insigne really left us around November, in the middle of the last season, mm-hmm. when he officially signed for Toronto, and we had him playing for us for another 6 months. And already, I think there we had players that were not really fully, you know, committed to the team. And that affected our performances last year. But on the 30th game of the season, we were tied first with Milan with 8 games to go. So I always wondered, what if that group of players was 100% committed to Napoli, could they have won the title even last season? And clearly then, you know, Insigne left, Mertens didn't renew because of his age and his high wages. Koulibaly had an offer that, to be honest, we couldn't refuse, 40 million for a player above 30. But also Ospina and Fabian Ruiz left, you know, 5 of our starters, with Ospina being the second best keeper in the league and Fabian Ruiz being one of the most dangerous players outside of the box in Europe, with the most number of goals scored from that position. So it was a big shock, and we were very worried. And to be honest, not many people knew, for example, Kvaratskhelia from Georgia. I had first heard of him last April, and I wanted to make a video for my channel. So I looked him up, and when I looked him up, I realized, wow, this guy is... he could actually be something, because he plays so direct. He's so good at dribbling. His touch is amazing. I thought, wow, he could really do well, but I didn't expect him to do so well from the very start. I thought he would take some time. But then we also had other players that came in that we knew their worth. Simeone and Raspadori, for example, were two players that were doing really well in the Serie A, that were scoring lots of goals. Raspadori even in the national team. So in attack, I wasn't too worried. I thought we would still score goals. It was the defense that was a little worrying. It was Koulibaly leaving and Kim Min-jae coming in. We didn't really know too much about him, but he showed from the start that he is super on it, concentrated, plays first time touches, which is incredible for a defender. Has speed, strength, awareness. It's just an incredible player, probably more consistent than Koulibaly. Everything just seemed to go our way. But I think the key thing is that the midfield stayed the same, apart from Fabian Ruiz. But Zielinski, Lobotka, and Gissa, you know, they were already there last year, and they have such a good understanding and complementary skills between each other. And the movement and lines of passages that they bring is really good. And also the captain that we now have, Di Lorenzo, I think he's a better captain than Insigne. Insigne was the captain because he's from Naples, but I never thought he had captain qualities in him. He was oftentimes very emotional. He felt the pressure a bit too much. He knows what it would mean to win there. And he couldn't quite, you know, contain sometimes his emotions. Whereas Di Lorenzo is much more level-headed. So all that together was really good for us.
Yeah, sounds good, man. What's the role of the manager, Spalletti?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Spalletti, you know, he's an innovator. A lot of people forget that at the time that he was manager of Roma, he almost invented the false nine position with Totti, made him capocannoniere, the leading goal scorer in Serie A in the early 2000s. And then obviously Pep Guardiola used that and brought it to a whole new level with Messi and Barcelona. But Spalletti has always been an innovator. And I think he took those 2 years outside of coaching after Inter sacked him to really go back and restudy football and restudy how you can make spaces, how you can maybe integrate elements from other sports into football, and really study players. So, for example, he was saying how even before he was approached by Napoli, he studied Lobotka a lot because he loved his movement, his low center of gravity. So I think he came to Napoli having had time to reflect, having had time to bring new ideas. And I think that's something that not a lot of coaches have the opportunity to do because they just go from job to job. And I think that's been the secret for Napoli, getting a guy who really brought in a lot of new ideas. And it's refreshing football. It's a football that doesn't rely much on individual skill, but more on team movements and finding spaces. And it's very fluid. Sometimes you see our right back Di Lorenzo making runs inside the box or playing a number 10 position because that's where the space is at that moment in time. And the nice thing about it is that everybody knows what they need to do. You can see that, you know, I make videos where I analyze the games and I take screenshots. And when you take a screenshot of a Napoli game, you see that maybe half the players are not even looking at the ball. When Di Lorenzo has the ball, everybody's already making runs and just expecting the ball to arrive at a certain point in time and a certain location on the field without even, you know, seeing if he's going to kick it there in the first place. They just make the run and they know that the ball's going to come eventually. So it's this, and that earns you that extra second compared to maybe the other teams that wait for the ball to arrive or wait for the ball to be kicked before they make a run. All these systems in place, all these things that he's built with the current group of players is the secret. You know, he's a really good innovator and a professor. You know, 1,000 games in Serie A.
So, Luciano Spalletti is the professor, the manager, but there's also another person who's very important to Napoli's success: sporting director Cristiano Giuntoli. He joined Napoli in 2015 and helped build this team. I asked the legendary journalist Fabrizio Romano about him. Here's Fabrizio Romano on the importance of sporting director Giuntoli at Napoli.
Cristiano Giuntoli can be described as the Cristiano Ronaldo of the directors for this year and last summer. What he did is really incredible. It was not easy for Napoli to get rid of many important players, Lorenzo Insigne, Dries Mertens, David Ospina, and many others, to make a big refresh of the squad and then to bring in so many quality players. Kvaratskhelia was an incredible deal because Cristiano Giuntoli had his name in the list for a long time, but then he decided to attack the deal in the right moment and just paying 10 million euros fee for this fantastic player, and they trusted him. They replaced a legend like Insigne with a player like Kvaratskhelia, who was absolutely unknown in Italy and in Europe in general. So it was a big risk, but they made it in a special way. And also Kim Min-jae, probably my favorite signing of Napoli, because he had many proposals. He was really close to join Rennes in Ligue 1, but Napoli insisted to sign Kim and not other options in that position. And it's not easy to go for that kind of player coming from a Turkish league. So it was something unexpected, but again, Cristiano Giuntoli was perfect in the strategy for 19 million euros, and he was replacing Koulibaly, probably one of the best centre-backs in the history of Napoli. So it was a big refresh of the squad. It's always a big risk because there is high pressure in Napoli. It's a place where defence are fantastic, but always pushing to have important results, and this is why the expectation was not that big. But the season was absolutely perfect. All the signings were perfect because also many others were the right players at the right moment in the right position. I think what they created, of course, with Luciano Spalletti, with the president De Laurentiis, is unbelievable. But Cristiano Giuntoli completed this team. He had many ideas. He has the man who wanted also Victor Osimhen from Lille for a record fee for Napoli. So everything they did was a big risk, but everything was perfect, and especially everything with profit. So also helping on the pitch, but also off the pitch with the balance. So a masterpiece from Cristiano Giuntoli.
One of the players sporting director Cristiano Giuntoli brought in was Victor Osimhen. The Nigerian striker is on fire for Napoli this season. I called Nigerian journalist Omar Akatukba, who's friends with Victor Osimhen, to find out more about his background. Here's Omar Akatukba on Victor Osimhen's beginnings.
He comes from a poor neighborhood called Olusosun. I'm saying that slowly so that you could get that correctly. Olusosun is not one of the best neighborhoods in Lagos. It's a neighborhood where poor people live. And he said to me that in that poor neighborhood, they were the poorest. So that tells you of the kind of background that Victor has. Victor comes from, I beg your pardon. And he said to me that it was so difficult that he almost quit football. He had to sell newspapers. He had to do all kinds of stuff just to survive. And in this neighborhood, they were actually living in a room apartment. They were like seven in number. And they lived in a very small room apartment that he had to go live in the neighbor's house upstairs because they had no space in their house. You know, he told me this story during one of my, you know, in one of our, you know, meetings, and it was very touching, you know. He said he was so difficult, and all of the friends that helped him in this moment of his life are still very close to him. In fact, he has helped some of them to go to the US, some of them trying to get them to come play football in Europe. Some of them actually live in his house in Nigeria, and he takes care of all of them. So that tells you of the kind of upbringing that he had. It was very tough for him. It was absolutely difficult. And perhaps that's why you see him play with so much passion, energy, and anger.
Now there seems to be a special bond between Osimhen and Napoli. How did this happen?
Yes, the people of Naples have done a great job, of course, because he has also done a fantastic job on the pitch. The love has grown over the years because he's continued to show dedication. You know, he started very badly with first season. He had injury, shoulder injury. He had COVID when he went to Nigeria. He had a red card against Roma. You know, at the beginning, there were hiccups, you know. But as he started to slowly settle down, you know, he started to fire on all cylinders. And the people of Naples began to show, you know, to him that they really love him and they wanted him to be happy in Naples. And I'm sure that that was a surprise to him, because initially he wasn't really excited about the move. And that has grown over the years. And that continues to grow, because you can see now that Victor is currently more like a cultural icon, a symbol for young people in Napoli. A group of young boys actually did a rap music dedicated to Victor. Now they are making cakes, making all kind of stuff with Victor's mask on them. That already has endeared him to the people and the city and the club. And right now, there's, like you said, a fantastic bond. And that makes it more difficult for the talks about him wanting to leave to the Premier League and all of that. He's never, ever stated his desire to me, of leaving Napoli. He loves that city and he wants to win. And that's the most important thing for him right now.
All right. So all focus is on winning the league now for Victor Osimhen and the rest of the team. Let's finish this podcast with Decibel Bellini. I asked him what the party will be like when Napoli wins the Serie A. Here's Decibel.
10, 15 days. And the people take old car and paint this car blue and cut the cover, and they come in 10 people in one car with flags and horns and I think will be magic. 10-15 days party fiesta. But it's very important to remember the final of Champions League. It's 10 of June, and the last game in championship is 4th June. If we are in good situation in Champions League, we have to do something very, very quiet, and we have to do concentrated to the final of Champions League.
So, that's the story of Napoli and how the club rose to success. I want to thank Leonardo Conte, Daniele Decibel Bellini, Domenico Portotti, Fabrizio Romano and Omar Akatukba for their interviews. My name is Sam van Raalte, and thank you for listening to this episode of the 433 podcast. On to the next one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.